My next guest is on the line. She's Advocate Stephanie Fick. We've spoken many, many times. I look forward to every discussion with her. She works in a really interesting space. I wouldn't do it for all the money in China, but somebody's got to do it, and thank goodness she does. There's an interesting article in Newsday today talking about the fact that Umfuleni municipality wants to charge households with solar power a monthly levy, not just a connection fee, but also a monthly levy to do with the solar panels on their roofs. And it is interesting because when I promoed the fact that I was going to be having the discussion this afternoon with Advocate Stephanie Fick, Gail Evans, wrote into me saying the ANC cannot possibly charge somebody for wanting to use the sun. How wrong you are, Gail. It seems like they absolutely can. Advocate Stephanie Fick, thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon. It's absolutely ridiculous. You cannot make these things up. I'm sure that, you know, are you that desperate that you think so irrationally about something that ought to, in your mind, be something that is assisting in the whole electricity space.
How did they dream it up? That's what I wondered. I mean, we're living in a country where they can't supply electricity. We've come through load shedding. People have used their initiative and businesses have started and people have invested thousands and thousands in order to provide a stable and secure source of electricity. Like, who thinks of this stuff?
It's pure desperation. I think if you read the article, it speaks to just the fact that Umfuleni is crumbling, that they don't have money. Their infrastructure, water infrastructure, is crumbling, and and they are desperate for money because we still have people in positions that needs to be paid, and we can't complain about the service because there are none, but they desperately need to keep up, you know, with the maladministration, because that's the only way you can describe what's happening in Umfuleni and so many other municipalities. And that this is desperation to get their hands on more money.
So I'm going completely off scripture for a minute. I just want you to educate me somewhat. I've also seen a recent article talking about the state of the Joburg municipality and the fact that the private sector is willing to come to assist and invest billions, but on condition that there is an accountable working authority in charge of the city. If a city's authority or municipality is just not working in any measurable or objective way, what methodology is there to approach courts, if in fact one can, to say the city almost needs to be put in the equivalent of like receivership or curatorship or whatever the word is? Is there such a process available?
Yeah, of course. I think we've heard with so many municipalities, they are put under administration and province takes over or steps in. The problem with a city of Joburg, I do not know whether the Gauteng province has got the ability to, affect any change. Now, firstly, I think we need to agree that at this point, part of the problem is a political one, and that we are going into, there's going to be a local election elections later this year.
Yeah.
And people should seriously, seriously think about voting. I mean, we have an opportunity to actually affect change in these circumstances. Secondly, in terms of administration, I am not a firm believer of, I believe it's 189, section 189 administration that they are put under, that I haven't seen real success cases. I mean, there might be one or two, but I don't think that really really works. Because, just in Gauteng, how many municipalities in Gauteng are actually working? So to what extent is province doing their job? What, for example, a good example in City of Joburg is now the electricity. Again, Eskom came, said we are owed billions of rands in electricity. We're going to cut the electricity. And again, taxpayers, you know, people like me and you, everybody in Joburg is faced with the possibility we pay our accounts, but they're going to put off the electricity. And I think it's high time that we think about something, and it's something we as an organization are thinking about, is to take the city, NERSA, who is the regulator,
yeah,
Eskom to call to say, you guys better get into some type of agreement. Let Eskom take over the payment of electricity up until a point where, the debt is paid off, the money that we pay for electricity is actually used for electricity. Because what happens is the money just goes into a pool of funds and, salaries are paid and services aren't paid. And maybe a tender or two when nothing happens is paid. But it doesn't go, to how do you get behind on an electricity bill to the extent of 5 billion rand. It means that they don't pay, the money we pay for electricity is definitely not paid over. Is that maybe Eskom should take over the payment of electricity so that the money we pay for electricity is actually used for that purpose?
That makes a whole bunch of sense. That article that we both are referencing, I mean, they spoke about Mfuleni. I haven't been there, I don't know, but they spoke about the fact that it's known for its financial chaos, for sewage spills, for collapsing infrastructure. And one wonders, well, you've pretty much said this idea of the solar levy was driven by desperation. I just wonder whether, in fact, it would make any difference at all, or whether there just wouldn't be unauthorized expenditure yet again in an errant municipality.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, how can you, it's again one of those, I don't even know where to start. I mean, you're going to put more money, let's say you get it right, you impose this levy every month on solar users, and we know that there are increasingly more of them because of their problems with electricity. You get that money. What is the money going to be used for? So you don't fix the problem. You're just trying to generate more income into a pot that is so full of holes, whether that represents corruption, maladministration, wasteful expenditure, instead of fixing the problem. I think if you are fixing the problem, if you are fixing your expense problem, you would not need to think up elaborate plans in order to get more.
Let's talk about the legality issue for just a moment. I'm wondering whether a municipality can actually legally charge its residents a monthly fee for generating their own electricity. Especially when you could make the argument that the self-generating electricity actually reduces pressure on the grid.
I doubt whether that is a rational decision. I think that you will be able to fight that, and it ought to be fought. If that decision goes through, is something, again, as an organization, we need to think about, is that that is totally irrational. If you think about the electricity landscape, are they allowed to charge something that they didn't get permission from NERSA? So NERSA is the regulator. You are not allowed to charge for electricity unless, NERSA says you can. You get a license, you are supposed to do that in terms of a license. Now, yes, municipalities can charge levies, but you need to be very careful, to what extent are you charging levies. And there's still this idea of reasonableness and whether it's rational or not, whether your decision to do it is rational. And I think under the circumstances, no, I cannot think of a single reason why that would be acceptable.
It's just so interesting because, I mean, so obvious that so many residents have turned to solar because Mfuleni couldn't provide reliable power in the first place. So you're effectively punishing the people for trying to keep lights on.
And then every year your electricity bill gets higher and electricity gets more expensive. So even if so there's two reasons for getting solar. Firstly is to reduce your electricity bill in the sense that you pay less for electricity.
Yeah.
And then secondly, because you don't know when you will have electricity or not. And then the audacity to tell you we're going to charge you a levy because you have solar. I mean, literally, it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
I get angry.
It is mind-boggling. I just started to laugh because this is so utterly ridiculous, and yet it's not, because it's a proposal, and before we know it, it actually might be law. And that brings me to the question: If Mfuleni, too many vowels there, gets away with this, do you worry that other struggling municipalities will try and copy and paste the exact same idea?
Yep. We have seen this already. I think with Eskom coming out, Eskom has been a bit more vocal than municipalities per se. I think people are just so switched off that I think 90% of us do not even know what's going on in a municipality, which is actually wrong, because then they get away with a way lot more. But it started all with Eskom saying, you know, we're going to charge you a registration fee. You need to register your solar. In Cape Town, for example, you need to get their permission before you get solar.
Yes.
If you had solar, obviously you have to get permission. You also pay a fee. I mean, I think, for example, just to use City of Cape Town, for example, I think they have a reading fee of some sort. So we already see municipalities. And I mean, City of Cape Town is one of those municipalities you'll probably argue is doing better. I mean, at least
yes.
the books make
functions.
Sense.
Yes.
And the service delivery is better depending on who you speak to. But this is, yeah, you are talking about municipalities that they've hit rock bottom. The bottom has fallen out. And they are starting. So they're already starting. I think it's an easy way of generating funds out of people that is, I want to say, desperate, because you have gotten solar out of pure desperation. And, you know, you have it now. So you offer, it's as if they don't give you a choice. What, are you going to switch off your solar because all of a sudden it's going to cost you 400 Rand extra a month? So they are creating such a ridiculous situation that, and it is, are they going to get away with it? And you know, and then I want to refer back to the fact we should keep these things in mind when we decide to, you know, in November, whether we're going to go to the voting station or not. Keep these things in mind.
So, kind of just to wrap up, I hear exactly what you're talking about in respect of the local elections. Makes perfect sense to me. But should this be pushed any harder in the coming couple of weeks and months, for residents of Mfuleni who are already kind of worried and anxious about this issue, what is there anything that they need to know about their rights and their options?
Well, if I understand and if I understand the process and where they are currently, is that this is just a proposal and that hopefully there will be a public participation process.
Okay.
And that I would.
Okay, so that's important.
People should take part in the public participation process, tell them why this is nonsense, and then keep an eye on it. That if they push this through, that if it's not our organization, that hopefully you know, the citizens of Mfuleni will come together and take this irrational decision to court, because it cannot stand. We cannot have municipalities, you know, take that amount of, you know, just implement something that doesn't make sense at all, that has got no use for the taxpayer themselves.
Advocate Vic, as always, thank you so much for your unfiltered views on these issues. You've certainly enlightened me. Thank you so very much.